Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Ryan Clark. He's the latest to weigh in on the Tomlin discourse. I was wondering when he was going to pop up on ESPN, my old co-host, to talk about Tomlin's situation, and he did today. Said a lot there that I want you to react to with me at 412-928-9370. Ultimately, he says that Mike Tomlin should be done here with the most complimentary, most positive way of really explaining and expanding on why he thinks it's best for everybody to go their separate ways. You get the compliments right off the bat. He does agree with James Harrison that Tomlin is underachieved this year and hasn't gotten the most out of this team. And he acknowledges by the time the clip is over that they've been like this for a while, where they've just been a team that's stuck in the middle and doesn't look like they're close to contending for anything that's important or impressive. And yet they're still pretty decent, pretty far away from the absolute bottom of the NFL, where teams go to get the great quarterbacks. You know, Drake May, for example, being one of those guys, what he's done to revolutionize and bring New England back from their very, very brief period as a dreg of the NFL team. Let me start with what Ryan said regarding Mike Tomlin, because him describing Tomlin's tenure and career is probably the thing that's going to get the most traction with you at 412-928-9370. And I have to agree with Ryan on something, and I do it through gritted teeth, and I do it without wanting to, I do it even though I know it's unpopular, and even though I'm sure we could fill up phone lines with people who are going to disagree with this. To call Mike Tomlin one of the best coaches who's ever lived just seems wrong because of the way his teams have performed lately. And there are things about his success early in his career that I think he inherited, like Ben Roethlisberger and a great defense and awesome coordinators like Dick LeBeau and Bruce Arians. And all of those things made it much easier on him and for him. And I would be, I think, misleading you and being dishonest and disingenuous if I didn't point out those things. However, the numbers do support that Tomlin is one of the best coaches of all time. They do. And I have a hard time just saying they're wrong or denying them. If the not just Sunday, the next time Mike Tomlin wins a football game, and I don't think he's going to lose out here, finish 6-11 and be done coaching. The next time he wins a game, he's going to enter, and they touched on this during Sunday's loss to the Bills. The next game Tomlin wins, he's going to enter the top 10 all time in wins by a head coach. Don Shula's 1, Halas is 2, Belichick 3, Andy Reid 4, Tom Landry 5, Curly Lambeau 6, Paul Brown 7, Marty Schottenheimer 8, he's kind of the outlier there, local guy, Fort Cherry, Chuck Knoll, 9. And then Tomlin will tie Dan Reeves, who was one of these bridesmaid coaches, oftentimes in the championship, in the Super Bowl with John Elway, and then again with Atlanta, but couldn't get over the hump. Dan Reeves coached 23 years. He has 190 wins. Tomlin is 189. If he wins one more game, he's in the top 10. The only guy ahead of him in the top 10 who's not in the Hall of Fame is Marty Schottenheimer. Mike Tomlin has two things on Marty Schottenheimer. He has a Super Bowl appearance, and he has a Super Bowl win. So it sounds like it could be like verboten, or for me, like nails on a chalkboard, hearing somebody say Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches who ever lived, but the numbers do back it up. Now, where I disagree with Ryan Clark is on this, and this I don't think is debatable, and I can't really picture many Steelers fans, given the temperature of the team right now, wanting to call in and dispute me or disagree with me on this. The thing that Ryan says there about, this is his opinion, that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. He's unfireable. With all due respect to a guy I did a show with who, you know, now I feel like Steelers fans have mixed opinions on him, even though it was a blood and guts player who the Steelers won a Super Bowl with, I totally disagree with that. There's no such thing as an unfireable coach. There just isn't. Bill Belichick won 300-plus games in New England. He won 6 Super Bowls. He also lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants. He lost a Super Bowl to the Eagles in there. He, as a head coach, they're about to play 60 of these things. He appeared in once for every 6 Super Bowls, he was in there as a head coach. Okay? Say what you will about Brady being the most important guy there, because he was, but Belichick also played Brady over a $100 million quarterback and gave the 199th pick in the draft an opportunity to be a star, and he was rewarded for it. He found Tom Brady. Mike Tomlin did not find Ben Roethlisberger, but that's really not my point. My point is, if Bill Belichick can leave New England in such an acrimonious way, in which, yes, it was not termed or dubbed a firing, but we all know that it was, because look at how petty it's gotten between the two sides. Belichick won't let North Carolina's Twitter account post things about Drake May. The Patriots came out with a documentary on their dynasty, and there was nothing in there about Bill Belichick. The two sides hate each other. I don't think that's ever going to happen with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, but if Bill Belichick can be told in such an impolite way, in such a non-emotional way, hey, you're done here. Your time is up. Thank you for everything you've done, but we're going to go in a different direction, then the Steelers can absolutely do the same thing with Mike Tomlin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chuck Knoll retired, but he was also nudged out the door. So I just completely disagree with that. There's no such thing as a lifetime contract in sports. There shouldn't be. So to say Mike Tomlin gets to ride this thing out for as long as he wants, he's unfireable, that's just ridiculous to me. And I honestly, I'm not even like throwing that out there as a topic to call in on, because I don't think anyone's going to want to like offer up resistance or the other side of the opinion. I think Ryan is pretty much alone on that. But at the end of the day, what we get again here in this clip is another Steeler player who won a Super Bowl with a pulpit, with a soapbox, with a microphone, who says, yeah, it's probably time. Yeah, it's probably it. And no one, unless they have, I think, an official role with the Steelers where they work for the team, who is an ex-player of Tomlin's, who's won Super Bowls with Tomlin, is going to bat for him and saying, this is just like, this is just a bad month, or this is just a bad stretch of games, and he's going to come out of this smelling like a rose, and he's going to be a guy who slipped in horse manure and came out wearing a brown suit. I've yet to hear that opinion from someone who is, you know, outside of the Steelers' bubble, not working for the team, not getting a paycheck from the team, who is given a place to talk about this, who's like, yo, the things being said about Mike Tomlin are way over the top. Let's calm down. He's a great coach who's doing a great job. Be patient with him. Give him a chance. This is ridiculous that he's never had a losing season, and in year 19, people are calling for him to leave. No one's done that. Ben, Clark, James Harrison, Trey Essex, you name it. 412-928-9370. But I would think from that clip, people are going to pull from it the comment about Ryan saying that Mike Tomlin is one of the greatest coaches of his era and is one of the best coaches who ever lived. And as much as I would love to say, my opinion, he's not, because of the things he inherited and the lack of success in Ben's prime, how do I argue when he's got one of the best win percentages in NFL history? He's got a Super Bowl win, and with his next win, he's going to be top 10 all-time in wins. What do you say back to that? 412-928-9370. Donnie, would you like to rebuttal that?
I mean, I've always thought it was one of those cases where you could say two things were true. Like, Mike Tomlin has had a great career as an NFL head coach, but, you know, time's up here. Like, Mike Sullivan had a great career as Penguins head coach, winning his coach in team history, back-to-back Stanley Cup wins.
Yep.
Time was up here. Early returns paying dividends for them. Like, it happens. It's just, like, the nature of the business that those guys are in. Like, you can acknowledge what he's done, and you can even acknowledge that, hey, he could very well go somewhere else and have the same success. That shouldn't be what you're afraid of. That's why they've been stuck in this position, because it has gone stale in Pittsburgh,
you know,
as
what?
Great as he's been, and they don't want to rip the Band-Aid off.
Here's my twist on what Ryan said about the best comment. This is just my opinion. I don't look at Tomlin as one of the best coaches who ever lived, but I think he's got one of the best resumes of any coach who ever lived. Do you get what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there are quarterbacks, I'll like make this analogy. I think there are quarterbacks with a better resume than Dan Marino. I don't know how many of those guys with better resumes I'd actually want to say were a better quarterback than him. Do you get that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's also tough to play the card of, you know, like the really just like the if then stuff. Like, hey, well, I mean, if Dan Marino was somewhere else, then he would have won. If Dan Marino got drafted by the Steelers, then he would have won 5 Super Bowls instead of 0. If Mike Tomlin would have gotten a job with the Arizona Cardinals, right, he'd be out of the league in
like
3
years. Yeah, and that's like sometimes Chris and I will have like those manufactured debates. Like I wouldn't say Chris is anti Jerome Bettis by any means, but he'll say, for example, I think I can say this about him. Like, he'll say that Bo Jackson was a better running back than Jerome Bettis. And it's like, all that's based on is hypothetical. Like, you're saying if he didn't get injured. Okay, but he did. He did. So I can't say that someone that had immense talent who looked like he was unstoppable would have necessarily put up better numbers than someone that is, when he retired, top 5 all time in rushing yards. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.